Shalom Aleichem Mishpachas, Todd and Tamara here, finally back. Thank you to Yahweh Yahuwah Elohim, who is our Father of our forefathers, who is sitting in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. We give all praise, glory, honor, and thanksgiving to our Father of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Teka b'shofar gadol lekerutenu, v'sanes lechavetz galu yotenu. וקבזנו יחד מארבע כנפות הארץ, ברוך אתה יהוה מחבץ נכי עמו ישראל. Sound the great shofar for our freedom, and raise a standard to gather our exiles, and gather us from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, who gathers the dispersed of his people. We're all waiting for that. We're all hoping for that. And what the beautiful thing is that we really enjoy looking at, even though maybe it's not always such a pleasant thing to do, is we like to look at the witness of his gathering, the witness of his coming, the witness of his judgment here on earth and as it's witnessed in the heavens. So today we want to show you the earth witnesses, what's going on, this wacky weather, this amazing weather that's completely altering patterns. And we just have all kinds of headlines of, you know, 100-year events, record events that just have not happened in so long. All kinds of record-breaking things are happening. And right now here in Colorado, we've been inundated with water. Now, we're down south more, so it's been very lovely for us, and we just feel, you know, blessed immeasurably. But up north more...
It's like the latter rains, and it's been gentle rains for us, but consistent. So we've had inches of rain, but not massive flooding, so it's been very good for our land that we live on.
Yeah.
Praise Yah. Because all the rest of this is the right rulings and judgments of Yah. And we'll get into the details of that. And I'd like Mama to read some scripture from Psalm 105 that specifically, Father specifically tells us in his word that these events that are going on across the earth, these massive weather events, volcanoes, earthquakes, animal and fish die-offs, they are all his right rulings and judgments. And he makes comparisons to them for us to remember them, the seed of Abraham, and the people of Israel, to remember them from the Exodus, as Abraham and Aaron did great signs and wonders by the power of Yah, to show the people of the earth who is in charge, what is his name, and what is his power.
That's right. So Jeremiah 7, 17 through 20. Do you not see what they're doing in the cities of Yehuda and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children are gathering wood. The fathers are lighting the fire. The women are kneading their dough to make cakes for the sovereignness of the heavens and to pour out drink offerings to other mighty ones to provoke me. Is it me they're provoking, declares Yahuwah? Is it not themselves unto the shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Master Yahuwah, see, my displeasure and my wrath is poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it shall burn and not be quenched. Hosea 4:3 says, therefore the land mourns, and everyone living there languishes with the beasts of the field and the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea. They are taken away. Psalms 105 talks about his right rulings are in the earth. He calls for a scarcity of food in the land. He cuts off all the supply of bread. He turns their waters into blood and kills their fish. He spoke and swarms of flies came, gnats in all their borders. He gave them hail for rain, a flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines and their fig trees and broke the trees of their borders. He spoke and locusts came and larvae innumerable, and they devoured all the plants in the land, and they devoured the fruit of their ground. So we are witnessing a lot of these very same plagues, a lot of these judgments. And this is just these are just a few of the scriptural quotes of where how Father uses the earth to pass judgment on the people, and how we are literally going to be cut off The beasts of the field are going to be cut off from the field.
All
the fish of the sea are going to be cut off from the sea. We are going to be cut off from those food, from our food supplies.
So we begin to trust in Him again and recognize Him as the authority over the heavens and the earth and all that is, instead of these Illuminati banker kings that have taught us to love the eight sabbat quarters of Satanism, of Illuminism, that we celebrate, especially in Christendom, in the sabbats of Satan, which would be Christmas and Easter and all the rest of the fallen away and worthless and vain things that our forefathers had taught us. Just to remind you, Mishpachah, many of you know this, that the northern 10 tribes of Israel were scattered out of the land first before the southern two of Yehuda. And those northern 10 tribes were scattered to all the nations of the earth, and predominantly they were pushed into the southern steeps of Russia. But as David and Solomon had a global empire with ships sailing around the world, even to the Americas, there's plenty of archaeology all in Americas, and you can start looking that up for yourself. But don't confuse this. Don't confuse this with, don't confuse the northern 10 tribes of Israel with the British idea of New Jerusalem, New London. They are the banker kings who use their Merovingian holy blood grail bloodline in order to raise up Satan again on this earth as a one king over this earth. And Obama, Mr. Obama, could be Shiva the destroyer, as he was depicted in Time magazine, to bring in the way for the willful king that will come after him to save the planet from the destruction that is being orchestrated in potentially a Gog Magog war in the Middle East.
Then don't forget, Obama was also portrayed as the coming of the second coming of the Messiah on Time. I believe it was Time or Newsweek, one of those two. Mm-hmm. They portrayed him that way also. So he's being portrayed as a god, there's no doubt about it, and he's ushering it in the wrath of our Elohim, as are we in every turn that we take, which is not humbling and respectful and mature, as you know, walking as mature believers in understanding of his Torah. And that is not, again, as we always stress, that is not how well you put your tzitzit on or how many menorahs you've got sitting in your windows. It is all about, are you able to, in a mature way, remove your emotions from a situation and reprove and create boundaries
and
in proper ways so that we can actually heal the damage done to our lands, our lands being our hearts.
The body of Yeshua.
That's
Messiah.
Right.
Because the body of Yeshua Messiah exists on the earth, but it's corrupted. It's corrupted by the ways that we've chosen to walk, and obviously the biggest evidence of that is what Father tells us directly from his words from Scripture, is that what we see in these weather events and the things, earth changes that they call global climate change, they have to give us some sort of a reason or understanding for all these things going on. And of course we know that's all a lie, that it's being caused by the farting of cattle and people and breathing out CO2, which actually allows plants to grow, and plants gives us oxygen back, and it's a good thing. The way he set up the system is perfect. Man gets in there and starts messing it up because we want to become gods and control his systems. And they have their five civilizations that they have decided that there are out in outer space. It's so that you will be predictably programmed that our gods are the ancient ones, the fallen ones that come back from other worlds, who seeded us genetically many millennia ago, and they are going to come back here and as we are advancing in the five civilizations, which they want to actually have the ability to move the earth and the sun and even create whole solar systems. Look it up. This is where these insane people are going with this. So anyway, without further ado, let's start hitting the weather and the events that are going on.
And if you want to have any of the reports that we're doing, we put them in a newsletter, a weekly newsletter. You can get that by contacting us at Pet Ranch at dishmail.net, or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net. You can get put on that email list, and that's where we link and verify everything that we're talking about.
So what we're going to focus on today is the events that's happening over North America right now, because that's where we live, and we get to, I watch the weather every day to see the patterns. And I also take it to a global perspective so you can see what's the effects that are going on. All the normal patterns, be they sea currents or the jet streams above the continents around the globe, are changing, and they're changing dramatically, and they're causing great changes upon the human beings on the earth. So we're going to focus on in particular is this flow of moisture that's coming up from the tropics and inundating the Rocky Mountains and flooding Colorado, as the same thing in the difference of the difference and changes the weather patterns that have happened in Europe over the past year and a half, flooding mass sections of countries in Europe.
Well, and then we have in South America, we have record freezing temperatures that actually killed 250,000 alpacas among
snow.
Other animals.
In Peru, on top of those high desert plains where the Nazca lines and things like that are at, where they rarely have any snowfall whatsoever, ever. And they got inundated with snow about a week ago, 10 days ago. We've been off air.
Yeah,
a little bit longer. So we've been off air because we've been sick and recovering. Y'all give it to us. But anyway, there's 250,000 deaths of alpacas down there in that area. And also in Brazil, you had freezing temperatures where actually the rainforests are freezing.
Actually, we have a mass animal death list, and it has event summaries for the different years. And so this one that we have event summary for 2012, there was 465 known mass animal death events in 2012. And that happened in 67 countries. Well, in 2013 already, we've surpassed that record. We're at 594 known events in 86 countries. And on that list is where those alpacas are. It's
millions and millions of fish, hundreds of thousands of birds. I mean, it just goes on. Whales.
They're down 50% to 50% of the bees in South Dakota. They've lost one family. They used to have 5 million colonies in the late 80s, and now they're down to 1.7 million, and they're continuing to go downhill. They lost about 50% of the bees this past year. So the bees are, we know that they're being affected. We're watching birds falling out of the sky, massive fish die-offs, all kinds of, we're watching deer die-offs, elk die-offs, antelopes, starfish, whales. I mean, this list is really amazing that these people are compiling, and so that's one of the places that
hundreds of thousands of bees in China, mass fish kill in Ukraine, 10 pilot whales here in Iceland just recently,
5,000 fish found dead in a lake in New Mexico,
950,000 birds dead from avian flu in Italy, and that's these different versions of this avian flu that they are that they've designed in their biochemistry laboratories, that they're releasing those. And as Dr. Deagle talks about on his show, NutriMedical Report, their big concern is that the people are going to come back from the Hajj, walking around that dark, demonic, black box that comes from the Kali. It comes from the Eastern religions. They'll come back from that Hajj, and they could spread the H7, N9-AKB-ABCDEFG version of their flu that they have put out there purposely to mix in the populations of the people in order to have a reason for predictive programming for a plague that's going to hit this planet.
We also have 2,000 pounds of dead fish that suddenly died off in a lake in California, America. I'm trying to run through the America ones because, it hits close to home. We're not being prevented from what's going on. And when you look at the weather, the pictures that are happening in Colorado, these are the same things that we've been watching on these videos the past couple of months, happening in China and happening
in Germany.
Oh my gosh, roads just ripped away
in
from floodwaters. Yes, and people being carried out of the mountains
in India.
The woods. It's absolutely amazing, and it's happening right here in America. It is not someplace far away. It is right here in the middle of our land. And then we have wildfires burning up on the west coast too, threatening homes, threatening water supplies, power supplies. And who's down? Venezuela right now. You were talking about they had
Venezuela had 70% of its power knocked out for this during last week as well. And there's been a couple power outages down on the southern California in the past few days as well. It's predictive programming. Britain announced a couple of weeks ago that the Britons are going to have to get used to the power going out. So they do this in third world countries already, where they train people to that when they decide to give power to a section of a city or city itself, they do it for a short period of time, and everybody does their things, and then they shut the power off again. That's why you have this mass program across the globe, especially in the Europe and the United States, to install smart meters on everyone's homes, because the antiquated grid, as they've been telling you, they won't do anything about an incoming CME or an EMP explosion from like North Korea, Iran, or Russia or something like that over the United States. As a matter of fact, they tell all the world that if you shoot a missile over the southern pole and come from the southern part of the United States and hit the United States, you're going to be able to get it here to cause an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse from a nuclear weapon blowing up over the central part of the United States. So I think we just probably... Oh, no, we didn't.
That's weird. It did for a minute, though. Okay, so sorry about that pause, but we just lost power as we were talking about losing power. Something happened. That's what that beeping was that you hear. So, okay, we're back up and running.
Yeah, we're back up and running.
So, and you were talking about the EMPs being launched over the United States and how could they tell you if it comes, if you launch a rocket from the southern tip and you explode it over the United States, you could wipe out the power in the United States.
So, and they're doing nothing to harden the grid in order to do that. So the
Even
from a solar flare, where they've been warning us for a couple of years now from NASA and Kabbalistic Illuminati universities that we are going to be hit by a major solar flare and our power is going to be knocked out. Now, we have transformers in our antiquated power grid, as they call it, that are only produced now in China. It takes 2 to 3 years to get one. So
there's no reason for that.
There's no reason for it. So they're setting us up for this fall for the lights to go out, and there's going to be plagues that are going to go along with that, along with suitcase nukes going off at the same time. And it's all going to be predicated on some kind of a war with Iran or Syria or whoever to blame it on, and the American people are going to buy it. They're going to tie yellow ribbons around the old oak tree and go to the FEMA processing centers or the cities, if you want to call them that, and they're to get their food, and because they want to have total control of food and water, the stomachs and the bellies of people across the planet. So real quick, back to the smart meters. So if they're installing these smart meters all across the United States, and they did a program beginning, I think it was in 2008, but they did a rush program with $35 billion, and it only cost a few million dollars to harden the grid, but $35 billion to ensure that every home in the United States and across it has smart meters put on them, because they can listen to everything that you're doing through your appliances. The CIA director spoke about that directly to the Congress in Washington.
They can also do frequencies and waves in order to make you sick, make you not be able to sleep, make you think you're crazy. I mean, this is part of that
visions,
weaponry warfare.
That's right,
yeah.
Because the great illusion that it is coming is the destruction of the three major religions on this planet, and that is Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. Those are the three major religions that they make sure that everyone focuses on and orchestrates. They orchestrate everything right there according to the King James Bible on the Middle East by the London bankers who call London the New Jerusalem, where that'll be the religious and power of the United of the New World Order, and the political power will come out of the political power will come out of New Jerusalem, London, and then the religious power will come out of that temple that these Kabbalistic, Illuministic, Sabbatean Jews, who are Zionist Nazis, it's the Nazis who formed the State of Israel in 1948 in order to orchestrate this grand illusion, because the Antichrist will raise up first.
And they're all very clear who they want to lead. They said so. We've read it to you many times. In the Pike's letter to Manzini, they want Lucifer to rule, and they are preparing the way to make this happen by destroying the religions of the other three deistic religions.
That's right. And you know, Buddhism and Taoism and all the rest of the religions around the world will fall in line.
They'll easily fold.
Because of the Project Blue Beam, that they have thousands of satellites that are orbiting around the world, out in space, thousands of them, they have not told us the numbers of satellites that they have launched up there, but they have the ability to project holographic images and do lots of other things.
They're already doing it. You can look up on the internet. They do it for shows right now.
That's
to
right.
Entertain
they test
people.
It. That's right. So, and each religion will see the God of their religion, the Savior of their religion. Every religion on earth has a Savior that will come and save the planet from the destruction that's going on. And each religion will see their particular Savior, and it will meld into one, and this will be underneath the power of the Antichrist in Jerusalem at the temple that is rebuilt, be it hologram, be it real, or be it like a tabernacle in the desert.
So this is why we come on air and we talk about the things we do, so that you don't have to be fooled by it when it comes, that you understand the origins of where these things are coming from, and you can take your thoughts captive when they're presented to you. It doesn't mean you don't have to fall in line. That's what Yahweh doesn't want us to do. That's what he's showing us. He's revealing all things before they happen so that we do not have to be deceived if we choose not to be.
Okay, now Mama's going to read a quick weather report that I sent out to our brothers and sisters, you know, just a combination of knowledge that, that Father's actually allowed me to be able to learn from several sources that study this kind of stuff over the past few years.
And you've been watching weather your whole life, just yes. Like you've been watching history your whole life, so it's really interesting. You're actually recognizing the changes that are happening in this last year. In 2013, you know, end of 2012, 2013, the weather is totally different. Right now, we have two storms on either side of Mexico. They've been there for a long time.
For a couple of weeks.
Yep, they've been dumping on the southwestern U.S. for days before the river came over us here in Colorado. The two storms look to be merging as of today, and the guy confirms that a guy that Todd watches on the video was confirming what he was talking about, that all the flooding, it's coming from down south.
In Colorado. Yeah, it's coming from down south from the tropics. You have hurricane. It's now called a hurricane. It's called Hurricane Ingrid in the Gulf Coast, off the east coast of Mexico. And then you have the Tropical Depression Manuel that's off the west coast. So it's drawing this tropical moisture up and into the north, into the United States along the Rockies. For you know, before it started raining over Colorado, it was inundating areas of Arizona, the great deserts of the Southwest, where they don't get much rain ever. And this big event here in Colorado started off with hail drifts of 5 feet in the Golden area, in the Lakewood area up there in Colorado, and then the rains came on top of that, and the flooding has ensued ever since because of this stream of moisture that's coming up over Mexico and over Colorado.
Now, here's a way that you actually wrote it. You said that I picture it as a river of water rushing up from the tropics along new troughs of flow made up from our weakening magnetic field. That is a long way for our weather to come up from the south. We had a normal jet stream over this nation. It ran west to east. And sometimes, usually when a hurricane hit the Gulf Coast, moisture would flow up from the Gulf, not the tropics. And then remember, we just had a backwards moving storm over the U.S. And now last week, a high pressure stretched from the Rockies over the entire Atlantic to Portugal, Spain. This thing was huge, enormous.
And that information comes from Ann Morrison. She's on the Dr. Deagle Show on Nutrient Medical Report on Fridays. And she gave that report, it was last week, talking about the high pressure that she was watching.
It looks to me as the magnetic field is weakened and the boundaries between the equator and the poles are breaking down. This is the first year for movement like this from the equatorial area up into North America. For the past few years, the Arctic boundary has moved and mixed into the U.S. as well. Out in the middle of the Pacific, the storms are not moving east as of this year to clear out for commercial fishing. They just kind of mull around the lows and highs. And this is eyewitness testimony from that family that got stranded in their boat. They got stranded at sea while they were trying to escape Babylon, USA. They got to meet and talk with all kinds of commercial fishermen and stuff, and none of them could know the fishing season was a bust. Nobody could do anything because the storms wouldn't move out. It was just one storm after another, which is what ended up really destroying their boat.
Yeah, the upper level winds, the jet streams all over the planet are stagnant, and that they coincide with the streams of water, the currents of that flow in the ocean, the major currents like the Gulf Stream. The Gulf Stream has been broken up and doing strange things, and it stopped for a period of time after that Corexent dumping of after the Horizon, was it the Horizon oil rig?
BP.
Disaster, BP,
yeah.
Oil rig disaster, and you're seeing the effects of that, of the weakening Gulf Stream, of bringing heat over to Europe. And
that was no accident. That was totally planned. They know exactly what they were doing.
And the flooding that's going on in Europe and the great divergence of their patterns of as well.
So the Atlantic is just as poisoned as the Pacific. So here in the U.S., the weather's acting a lot like the Pacific. There are we're having half a dozen to a dozen lows and highs that are forming over the U.S. every day, and that's not normal.
They're just kind of mulling around. All the world's atmosphere is just kind of mulling around because there's no upper level winds that are consistent any longer pushing storms across.
Right,
the
where's the jet stream that used to move the weather across the nation? We've been getting rain when there's a high pressure now, and we've had over our flow here in southern Colorado for 100+ years during this time of year was from Southern California. They were the monsoonal flows around these parts. Today we're getting equator rains. And in a video that we were watching, a hurricane formed off the northwest coast of Africa this past week. It should have come west like all the other storms used to do for decades, but instead it's been meandering around to the north and looks to be tracking towards Europe. That's now, that's astounding.
That's right. And there was more to say on that, Mishpachah, but the bottom line is it's all changing. And these are the right rulings and judgments of Yah. So you keep looking up everything in Yeshua HaMashiach's name.
Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.